is coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
Hello and welcome to episode 243A of the UK Steelers podcast. It is officially draft week and this is the first of our draft shenanigans, shall we say, the seven-round Steelers mock draft. As always, during this draft coverage, I'm joined by Ketz and by Gavin Marshall. And we have a soft-voiced guest with us as well, getting in on the fun, in our own Simon Winstanley. There he is.
He's Hello.
So soft little voice. How are you holding up there, Si?
Oh, that's not a corn-fed boy.
I'm doing okay, Mark. I'm on my final days, surely, but I'll survive.
No, I'm love good. Corn-fed boys, thank you very
much. I'm feeling a bit rough. I wasn't going to do this because I felt really sick this morning. I've been off work like all last week and today, but I don't know. I felt a little bit better. I wasn't coughing as much, so I thought I'd join you for this. I might stay a little bit quiet, might go on mute, just chime in now and again. But yeah, thanks for having me, Matt.
No, that's okay. Absolutely fine. Yeah, it's great to have you back on there. Ketz, Gav, how are we doing?
Okay, after some technical shenanigans that the listener doesn't need to know about. Everything's fine.
I'm sure they'll know about it, though.
Yeah, we've had some fun setting this up, but I think we're all in a good place. So hopefully,
how hard can it be to share a screen? By the way,
Mad. Well, do you tell the people with Zencaster that?
Let's get it together. Come on.
Yeah. I don't know if
we
they
literally
can log
went through a pandemic to learn this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know if they can log us slagging them off, but yeah, we'll soon see, won't we? So yeah, this first kind of exercise that we do, as we do every year, is the 7-round Steelers mock. So as you can see, for those of you watching on YouTube, you can see that I have the PFF screen up here ready to go for the 7-round draft. Before we start this, gents, I think it's probably a good idea to just kind of get some thoughts off the bat in terms of, you know, we got the 20th overall pick. Obviously, it's set to slow, so we'll see some of the picks come off the board here. But is there any sort of general feelings from you guys, first and foremost, before it lands on us as to where you really want us to go with the pick?
I'm hoping for some kind of O-line pick, personally.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's probably something that will fall quite nice to us. Has anybody got any different ideas, or shall we discuss that when we get to 20?
Yeah, I won't stand for it. I demand that we draft a punter in the first round. It's a clear need. It's an open spot.
You forgot that we got the guy from the Texans in. Bill
Cameron Johnson. Oh,
damn. Fine, we'll take a centre then.
Seems wise. As good as Tory Taylor is, I don't think we need another one. Anyway, yeah. So let's crack this off then. Let's start things here. So
let's crack this off. That's how they should start the real draft, mate.
That's that is not a phrase I should have used. Anyway, let's get things started then on the trade. So as I say, for audio listeners only, I'll go through. So the Bears have obviously picked Caleb Williams. The Commanders have picked Drake May. The Patriots have gone Jaden Daniels. If you want me to stop at any point. The Cardinals gone Marvin Harrison Jr. Malik Nabers gone at 5 for the Chargers. JJ McCarthy gone at 6 for the Giants.
A lot of O-line talent is falling.
Odunze, 7 for the Titans. Shocker there. Turner, Edge, 8 for the Falcons. Jared Verse, 9.
Oh, that's nice.
Do you want to pause here?
Yeah, pause now, at the top 10.
Just to say, Joe Alt, is that the only tackle that's gone in the top 10 in this?
That's the only tackle that's gone in the top 10, yeah, so
now,
far.
Correct
so,
me if I'm wrong, that would be a little bit surprising, right?
I think there'll probably be, I would say maybe 2. We might go up this high, depending, because I would expect the Titans to go for Joe Alt. I'm surprised Odunze gone off there, to be honest, but that is the mock draft simulator way. But I would be expecting Joe Alt, and then maybe one of Fuanga or Fatanu or maybe Fishanu to go. I don't know about anybody else if they think
so we're 10 picks away there. Would any of you guys be, not necessarily this pick, but at some point within these 10 picks, be interested in trading up if one of these tackles fell, maybe?
See, I think I've fallen out of, I think I'm with you, Gav, I think I've fallen out of wanting to trade up. I don't know.
You knew what I was going to say.
Yeah, yeah. Because you'd said it before when I kind of brought it up, and I think I'm with you. I think I don't see us having the value to be able to trade up here. I think we've got to, you know, unless anything really tasty fell around 17 here at the Jaguars pick.
Unless it was on the board at like 15.
I think unless something very weird happens, there's going to be some good options if we just sit and take what happened, what falls to us. So
okay, well, let's see what the next five picks bring us. So for the Vikings, it's Brock Bowers. Surprising one there. The Broncos take Terrion Arnold. The Raiders
Arnold and Surtain.
Take Jesus. Mitchell. Quinyon Mitchell gone there. Olufoshanu goes at 14 to the Saints. And then Fatanu goes at 15 to the Colts. So Fuanga's still on the board here, which I note, which is quite interesting. But are we still of the opinion that...
Are you able to show the available board just on the video?
I don't know. Can I? I don't know if it kicks me out of
it. Yeah, because you've got offer trade. So why can we not see who's on the board?
If you scroll down on that right-hand side, does it show...
No, I can't actually see... I don't want to click off anything.
I might have forgotten about that.
Yeah, no, I mean, just kind of looking from who's been taken already. I know that Fuanga's still on the board here. JC Latham, maybe. Obviously, all the centre options. But, I mean, those two big corner options are gone now in Arnold and Mitchell. So, yeah.
I'd just be tempted just to let it roll, personally.
Yeah, unless it's one of these tackles that you guys are absolutely banging the table for. It doesn't seem like it's a consensus.
Unless Fuanga falls past the Bengals, trading one up, I don't think the Rams will take him. So, if Fuanga's at 20, I'm going to make a big cause for it. But, yeah, let's let it roll to 20 then. See what happens. So the Seahawks take Latham, JC Latham. The Jaguars, there you take Fuanga. Okay, there he goes.
That was where we needed to trade.
Bengals take Latu. That's an odd one. And then, so the Rams take Byron Murphy. Okay, so now we have the board of available players. So I think a lot of the players that we were expecting to fall here have fallen here. So Cooper DeJean is on there. Obviously, Johnny Newton, if we want to go down that route. We've got Amarius Mims in there. Adonai Mitchell, Graham Barton, Nate Wiggins, Brian Thomas is there, Kool-Aid McKinstry, Jackson Powers Johnson. I think those guys at the top here are kind of what we're looking at. So
my personal suggestion is either Barton or JPJ.
Quick question. Have we got any trade offers at this point?
We've got four in here. Okay. So we've got the Buccaneers at 26. We've got the Cardinals at 27. They've got a lot of picks. We've got the Lions at 29 and then the Texans at 42, which I wouldn't want to do. I honestly would not be adverse to trading back in this. Still think one of those center options could be there, maybe at 27 if we traded back with the Cardinals. I just don't know what sort of views have you guys got on trading back?
What value would we get for it, though? It depends on the haul, doesn't it, really?
Yeah, I mean, they've got 11, they've already used one, but they've got 10 picks left after this. So they've got a lot on the board.
If we do it all for this year's pick, so we get to use them now, I'm not interested in trading for next year's.
No, exactly. So what would we kind of want to go for with the Cardinals here? Do you think we could get the 66th pick?
Let's see. Yeah, let's try it.
67% chance. I don't think we'd be able to add much onto it unless you want anything later on.
Yeah, like a real late rounder.
You're pushing your luck here, are you, Kev?
Yeah, let's try the 186 there.
I think what is pick 66? Is that
66 is start of the third round?
Comp pick.
Okay. That'd be a good gap to fall in.
You could maybe throw
it. Sorry, it's not a comp pick. Let's try 186.
186 gives us 58%.
Let's try it.
Shall we try that? Are we all happy with that? Anyone want
to
try?
I'd be very happy to do that. I mean, who are the teams in between those picks, though, is the only thing I would say. Are they the centre needy team?
Well, this is the problem. At 21, Dolphins, we've got the Dolphins. They could be. The Cowboys also could be.
So there's a risk inherent to this that the centre needy teams might swoop in, take the guys that you want by the time it comes back around.
There is that risk, yeah. But then, obviously, I can then push my Zach Frazier propaganda and see if that works. Yeah.
I mean, I'm happy to try it. Let's
give it a go.
Do you want to give it a go? Shall we trade back?
We've had a trade in one of these mocks before, so let's do it.
Steelers don't tend to trade back a lot, do we? So, okay, let's go for it. I mean, let's offer it first of all. They've accepted it.
Oh, they love it.
Okay, let's go for it.
Let's take it.
Let's take it. Let's run the risk.
Who do they want?
So we've moved to 27. Who are they taking?
Cardinals take DeGene.
That feels like rubbing the dirt in there a bit, man. Okay,
and there goes Barton. Oh, no.
Chuck Robinson gone.
Uh-oh.
Bo Nix, right, we've got to get past this one. Tyler Guyton goes to the Cowboys, that's okay. Amarius Mims goes to the Packers, thank God. And the Buccaneers get Brian Thomas Jr. Ooh. So, Jackson Powers-Johnson is still on the board, as is Nate Wiggins, Kool-Aid McKinstry.
Can I just ask about a couple of guys that have gone off the board?
Yes.
Very briefly.
Of course.
Firstly, just if you go back up to pick 20.
This is so temperamental. Cooper DeJean, yeah.
Byron Murphy. I wanted to ask. I've seen a few people talking about even though obviously maybe you would say D-line isn't the most pressing need for this team. I've seen a few people suggest that if he was to fall, maybe he's a guy that might be too good to pass up. And him only being a pick away, I thought that was interesting. I just wondered if any of you guys felt that way as well.
I don't think he's an amazing fit personally.
Okay.
I think he's more of a like one gap penetrator type. And not what the Steelers necessarily look for.
Yeah, okay. I think it'd be a change in direction, wouldn't it? A scheme change in direction.
Right, okay. Not a scheme.
Was he your Red Star Ketsum? Am I making it up? I can't remember.
Can't remember.
The other one was Brian Thomas. Obviously, we know receivers indeed, and some people have maybe said this is a bit redundant to George Pickens, but I don't know. I hear great stuff about Brian Thomas. Is anyone interested in that?
I like Brian Thomas quite a lot. I don't know about first round receiver for me. It feels too deep a class to.
Yeah, I'm on the same page.
Many of the things we need, isn't there?
Exactly.
So there's none of those guys. So I guess what I'm saying is there's none of those guys that are so good. Same with the tackles, really. There's none of those guys that are so good that you're like, okay, if this guy falls, then we will do it.
Adonai Mitchell, maybe, I don't know. I think it would have to be, because after the top three, definitely not going to fall, then I'd probably miss out and get someone later on.
Yeah, wide receiver four in this class, not tempting to you to take over one of these. Yeah,
No.
I mean, my personal wide receiver four is still on the board. So
yeah. All right, Ricky Pierce all round two.
Jackson Powers-Johnson, are we yay or are we nay?
I mean, I'm happy with that pick. I think that's the move we want, isn't it?
That's the move I certainly want. Yeah,
that's the next 10 years sorted at a key position.
Oh, yeah. I love that cliche, Ketz. You fit that in perfectly.
I mean, I've seen him go at 51 in some drafts at the moment, which would be insane if we managed to get him in the second round. If the medicals are, then you just have questions about the medicals, wouldn't you? But
we've already made the move back. We've gained some picks.
Yeah,
let's do it. Like Jackson Powers-Johnson. This would be a dream. There we go. Okay, so he's off the board. 28. The Bills take Wiggins. Lions go for Darius Robinson. Shock.
Now I'd be keeping an eye on this for a trade back up.
Yeah, Xavier Worthy, wide receiver gone. Adonai Mitchell, wide receiver gone to the 49ers. Jazon Newton to the Chiefs. Ladd McConkey to the Panthers. Jalen Polk to the Patriots. Xavier Leggett. I'm just going to pause here a second. Xavier Leggett to the Cardinals. A lot of receivers have gone off the board here. That's a big run. So like five of the last six picks are wide receivers. Is anyone getting a little bit nervous about wide receivers?
No, because look who the Rams took in round five last year.
Yeah, it's that easy, Kits. Who is going to waltz onto our roster from fifth round?
The one question people, the draft guys don't like being asked is, who's the next Puka Nacua?
It's a shame we can't see the board, isn't it, to have a look at what's...
I know, it's annoying though. I do apologise. I don't know why I'm apologising. It's not my system.
It's not there in settings, I suppose, is it?
Yeah, no? I mean, my only worry is that Pearsall's not going to fall to 51 here, but I suppose we can kind of cross that bridge when we get to it. Let's resume it and just see what happens. So the Commanders, they take Sua Matia. Bit high for me. Chargers take Peyton Wilson. Surprising they don't go for Colson. Roger Rosengarten.
Wow, that's the highest I've seen him go.
Yeah, it is. Troy Franklin to 39 to the Panthers. Poor Berlin. Adisa Isaac to the Commanders. Tyler Newbin to the Packers. Texans go Ennis Rakestraw Jr. Too high.
Gets his favourite corner.
Falcons, Kamari Lassiter. Raiders, Penix Jr. There he goes off the board. Mike Samra still going at 45 to the Saints. Kool-Aid McKinstry going all the way at 46 to the Colts. Patrick Paul tackle gone to the Giants.
It's a very
Zach
Giants
Frazier
pick.
There he goes to the Jags at 48. Max Melton corner to Bengals. And Jordan Morgan tackled to the Eagles. Right.
Okay, now, so I would be very happy with either one of those receivers. So that's a there's Keon Coleman or Roman Wilson on the board there. Both
there
of them
is.
Would be fantastic.
There is.
That's a question.
That guy right there.
Ricky Pearsall as well.
yeah, we've got a... Yeah, this would be a very tough wide receiver. All three of those, to be fair, I wouldn't mind at all.
No, keep going down. Just look at the corners.
The corners. I mean, you're looking at TJ Tampa. No, thank you. And then you can see it goes right down to Andrew Phillips. So I think it's a bit too high for us.
Now we're in the draft room now, Mark, and you are literally banging the table. So please go ahead and bang the table. Why is Ricky Pearsall the guy we need to take over Keon Coleman or Roman Wilson here?
Because I think Ricky Pearsall is the absolute ideal DJ replacement. I think he's got the route running ability. He's just absolutely your solid piece there. He's fluid mover, wonderful catches, just an absolute all round machine. Tested beautifully as well. I really like Coleman. I love Roman Wilson, but I absolutely adore Ricky Pearsall. I just think he would be the absolute fit for the Steelers.
Mm-hmm. I think Roman Wilson would also be an ideal DJ replacement. Keon Coleman, you could argue, is a little bit of a George Pickens type, physical kind of catch point dominator.
Yeah, that would be my one thing putting me off Coleman, I guess. Mm. I'm not adverse to taking Wilson. I mean, I love Jevon Bullard as well, but that's too, yeah. I think it's kind of between Wilson and Pearsall here, but...
Yeah.
Ketz, I don't know if you've got any like strong opinions here.
I was just trying to look back and see what my grades were on these guys, but I can't seem to find it.
I can tell you, hang on. I can tell you. So, Ricky Pearsall, Ketz, you were a dash. You didn't watch him. And then Roman Wilson, you were at value. Mark was 2 okay. on Ricky Pearsall. I was 1, and I was 1, and we were both 1 on Wilson. So in terms of our own grading, Pearsall's ahead of Wilson in terms of Mark's going for 2.
And what's Roman Wilson bringing you? What kind of role is he fitting in?
He's like a little tough underneath, kind of shifty, move the chain. A little bit like I see him as being a little bit in the Cooper Kupp kind of mould. Like a chain-moving wide receiver. Whereas I think, personally, Ricky Pearsall's a little bit more of an intermediate kind of acro catch specialist.
Intermediate is definitely his game, but like it's not just the circus catches as well, though. Like the way he moves after getting the ball in his chest is absolutely wonderful. Like there's no stopping.
Yeah, Pearsall's probably giving you a bit more run after catch than Roman Wilson is. Roman Wilson does all of his work before the catch, and then he's quite small, so he's just going to get... First contact, he's going to go down.
Mm.
But he maybe would be more open. I think Ricky Pearsall maybe doesn't quite get as open as Roman Wilson. So I don't know. It's a tough choice. Pick your poison type. I mean, you haven't watched them, Si, I guess. So from that description.
Yeah, I was going to say, I do like the passion that Mark has shown towards Ricky Pearsall throughout this process. But I sense some hesitation from you, Kev. That perhaps Roman Wilson is a better value.
I just think Roman Wilson maybe is a more sure bet as a separator. He's a clear-cut separator, whereas Pearsall is more of a kind of slightly more contested catch guy. But he can get open, but he's not the get-open master that Wilson is. So I think it's slightly a tiny bit more of a risk with maybe a little bit more upside to take Pearsall. I don't know. I know that Mark's, head over heels for Pearsall.
I mean, yeah, I am, but I'm also not adverse to Wilson, and that's what makes this quite tough. Like, I wouldn't hate taking Wilson at all. It's just I would obviously be pounding the table for Pearsall.
Well, I mean, the man's there, Mark, and I would say that you're heading up our scouting department this year. The final say might be with you. You might have the political capital here.
Now, it's just remember that if we take Jackson Powers-Johnson and Ricky Pearsall in this draft, I'm going to be a very poor man because it's just two jerseys straight on the way to us.
What about you, Ketz? What do you think?
I've just watched a bit more of Pearsall, actually. He's got the athletic sort of Superman Pickens-esque catches on tape. So, yeah, I'm happy to support Mark if he wants.
Well, I'll tell you, if we take Pearsall here, I'll definitely take more of a backseat to some of these later picks.
Yeah, I just don't see there's that much else that's particular. I mean, Fisk, I don't really fancy him at that position. There's not really anything else there, is there?
Tested well, but I don't like the tape.
No.
Yeah. And
there's not any value at tackle there now.
No, I mean, Bullard would be nice, but I don't think it's that great at this point.
It's not really a need, is it? Massively.
All right, shall we take Pearsall and then I will be a very happy man and whatever we do for the rest of the draft, I'll be fine with, I think.
Let's go for it.
All right, let's let Mark have his flowers.
Yeah.
Okay.
If nothing else, it's very, to me, these are the players that I've heard Matt talk about the most, So it seems very UK Steelers podcast this year to have these guys as the first two picks.
Okay.
Well, we've got 66 as well, so we've got that in our back pocket. We might be able to pick up something nice there. So, here we go.
I'm making a strong case to take Mason Smith at some point.
I'm sure you will, yes. So, there goes Roman Wilson straight away to the Rams.
Rubbing the hands.
Jonathan Brooks at the Eagles at 52. Replacement. I don't know why they've done that. Keon Coleman to the Browns at 54. Jenkins to the Dolphins at 55. Braden Fisk at 56 to the Cowboys. TJ Tampa to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. 57, Javon Bullard 58 to the Packers, Adrian the Cooper 59 to the Texans, Jaden Hicks as safety to the Bills, Javion Sanders tight end to the Lions, Malachi Corley to the Ravens, hate that.
That's a good pick.
Brandon Coleman to the 49ers, I thought that was a bit high for him. Kieran Amagadiji to the Chiefs, and then, that one stings. Andrew Phillips to the Panthers just before us. Oh, I would have loved that pick.
I don't know. That feels a bit rich for me. Third round. Yeah. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I quite like it for that 84 sort of area. I wouldn't mind taking Phillips there, but let's see what we've got then. So we've got Blake Corum, Jonah Ellis, Chris Braswell. A lot of edge guys. There's a couple of D tackles.
Yeah,
that would be nice. That would probably be. So, I mean, Junior Colson's there. I quite like Colson.
Kett's boy, Blake Fisher.
Did Ahororo, whose name I'm going to have to learn to pronounce, did he come on a visit? Because I've heard him linked with the Steelers a few times.
Was Ruka Ahororo? I don't think so. We went to the Pro Day. Went to the Clemson Pro Day, but I don't actually know if we got a visit out of him.
Can you keep scrolling, Molly?
Yeah, give me 2 seconds. Yeah. Colson. Blake Fisher's there. I'm slightly warming to Fisher, Ketz.
Lol.
I'll be honest. Yeah, definitely not Jermaine Burton. Look, he's just appeared at the bottom there. He's here.
Spencer Rare.
There it is, yeah. Our boy Bucky at 79. Yeah, I don't think going further down there, God, that's a long rattle, I think I would be on the Aurora train here.
I'm pounding the table at this point for Aurora.
I think the only issue is how we use him, isn't it? Because I
doesn't
think...
Matter.
Sound like you're pounding the ears when you try and say it.
He's got that pass rushing upside that when you've got the defense that we've got, and especially if we're a little bit sort of weak or if we have to sort of not be as strong at defensive interior over the next couple of years if Cam retires, then actually, yeah, he might not be an every down player, but when he is, he's damn good. And I'd like to see defenses worry about having three elite pass rushers come at them.
Yeah.
Yeah, who else is
And there's not any.
Who have we skipped over?
Marshall Nealand, who I really like.
Yeah.
Just edge at 63 feels. I don't know. They're your four. Corum, Ellis, Braswell.
We were pretty high on Nealand, weren't we? Really in terms of being an outside, Nealand being a good fit, and you're not going to get a good edge player much.
Yeah,
later
he was kind of my.
Yeah, I liked
him. He's kind of my golden replacement. Yeah, but.
Yeah.
I mean, you can never have too many pass rushers, I suppose, but...
No, considering they haven't signed Golden.
I mean...
That might be quite a nice pick there.
No.
Third round, bit of an edge rusher.
But the temptation to take Aurora, though, like...
Yeah, but if we take him, we're not taking Mason Smith, I think.
The talk here is he's a versatile guy who can play all across the line. Is that right, Gav?
Who?
Aurora?
Aurora.
Because to me, it feels like, isn't that what we need?
Yeah, he's slightly smaller than the sort of the blueprint.
The usual Steelers.
But he's, we all agreed he could definitely do a job and he'd be a fit. So I'm not against taking O'Hara. I'm just discussing other options. Ooh. I think it, for me here, it would be O'Hara or Neyland is what I'd be looking at. And with some consideration for Junior Colson.
Yeah, I mean, I'd be very happy with Colson. At this point, he is my linebacker one.
I would have been, but with Queen in the team, I'm less worried.
I'm less worried, but it would be nice still. You've got Landon Roberts, I guess.
That would be lovely, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that's the thing. You can never have too many of these people. I think in terms of depth, that's you raise a compelling argument about Neyland as well. And I'm
because he's a very different player to Nick Herbig, isn't he, Neyland? He's the more kind of power, bower-bodied. He actually, didn't we say he looked a bit like Marcus Golden? Wasn't that the comp? He was the guy that looked a bit like
possibly
him.
Possibly a bin, yeah.
What were our grades on Neyland compared to Aroro?
I'll tell you.
I think I was a plus one on Neyland, if I remember correctly.
Neyland, yeah, we were all plus one. And then with O'Hara, Ketz was two, Mark was one, and I was at value.
Ooh, okay. So,
three,
we're looking at the same, yeah. I see your argument, Gav. I know I'm not the biggest Mason Smith fan, but I see your argument about if we took Aurora now, we might not be able to take someone like Smith later on.
Yeah,
I do like the edge depth further down. Oh, I don't know.
Is there?
I would argue that Braylon Trice as well. Someone there that I would take at edge that I'm hovering around right now. And Mohamed Kamara is down here as well. Braylon Trice is down there. That's Ketz's Red Star.
But this is a bonus pick, don't forget. We've picked this up by gambling on JPJ.
We have.
JPJ,
now because this is really difficult.
Yeah. So I think with the bonus pick, we could go edge and take Neyland, who I think is a fit.
I'd be happy to do that. Yeah. Unless Ketz is... Unless you could push any further for Herororo here, Ketz.
I just think he's got that something special, that something magic on tape, which I'm not saying Neyland hasn't. I'm just saying I'd be more excited about Aroro. But if I'm outvoted, I'm outvoted.
Oh, I don't know. It's so tough.
I mean, just
if he
just
ends up in the AFC North and bullies us for 3 years, I'm going to wind you both up something crazy.
Sure. Yeah, true. But positional value, you think edge over D-line, right?
Well, he's not really a traditional D-line, as you say. And
yeah,
he's kind of that sort of pass rushing specialist, nickel dime backer. A defense or an offense will always have to kind of think about him. But you could play him all over the line. You could have him running all over the shot. And I just like that versatility. Yes, officially he's kind of defensive interior, but they played him on the outside as much as they played him on the interior. I don't think you can go wrong with either of these two picks.
Sorry. He's not.
I wouldn't dare to say.
No, but in terms of positional value, edge or D-line?
That's a loaded question, Gav.
Isn't it just?
Well, it depends, because I would say that in terms of need, I mean, you have got an absolute legend like Nick Herbig sitting there on the bench. He's just begging for snaps. You know, do you want a progress blocker on an elite talent like that?
The power guy that this guy is.
No.
This guy's tough.
So, power rusher. But the ball rush is his only pass move. He needs to develop a pass rush repertoire.
Solid against the run, though, as well.
Mm. I'm just concerned about what we're doing with this D-line. It's looked porous at times. And I don't know if a whole row is the answer. I don't know. But
I think that's a kind of a nice-to-have pick rather than a... I know where Gav's coming from, but I don't know if he's going to get...
I guess what I'm asking, Gav, is Neyland, are you expecting, is Neyland the kind of guy that you're like, oh, this is a guy who could break out and we could have an Alex Highsmith 2.0 on our hands here?
Absolutely, yeah. I think he is. You know, and I think maybe, who knows, maybe you trade TJ Watt at some point and you've got...
Blasphemy.
Whoa.
TJ's just got on the trade block in the middle of this.
Right, I'm now.
That's not upset TJ. I hear what you say. Listen, if you believe in the upside of this guy, then I hear what you're saying, because obviously to get a high value edge at this point, it's, you know, we got to be realistic about where TJ in his career is as well. So if you believe that that's the kind of upside that Nealon might have, then I'm certainly on board with that over a defensive lineman who's kind of there to fill a gap. But I just think that that's a gap that might need filling, especially with Cam Hayward being a more pressing need.
I mean, I don't think Nealon's going to end up being TJ Watt. I don't think that. But I think he could end up being, his ceiling probably is, Pro Bowler kind of level.
Well, I'm all for it. If you believe in it, listen, Alex Highsmith worked out.
He is decent, and I'm happy enough with it. But I'm just putting out there that this is the kind of pick where we will end up going D-line in the first round next year.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying, yeah. Because that does need to be addressed. It just feels like kicking the can down the road a little bit on D-line.
Well, I think there's going to be a guy at 84 that's going to be the answer here.
Okay, yeah. Well, we can get a big body down there, yeah. But we got a lot of big bodies right now.
Well, let's see. Let's run the risk then, and let's take the edge at 66, because this is a bonus pick. So let's do it, and let's just see what lands to us.
Maybe a horror might be waiting for us at 84.
Indeed.
Potentially. There goes Brandon Dorlus to the Commanders. Patriots Blake Corum.
Chargers
Junior Colson. What a surprise. Jonah Ellis to the Giants. And there goes Aurora Rowe to the Cardinals.
671 he goes.
Christian Haynes to the Jets. Blake Fisher to the Lions. Oh, that's annoying. Devontae Walker. Blake Fisher was still on the board. Chris Braswell.
Yeah.
Edge to the Alabama. There goes Rattler to the Broncos.
Ooh, that's a good pick.
What a QB room that is.
Wilson, my God.
Spencer Rattler, Zach Wilson.
Xavier Thomas.
Who's screwing who's mum? I can't keep up with it.
There goes my sleeper to the Bengals. Get him right.
Jalen Hunt to the Seahawks. That makes so much sense.
Yeah, the Houston Christian boy. Houston Baptist.
Okay.
Okay, well, 84.
Houston Baptiste, I think you'll find.
I'm just saying
we just draft Mason Smith here and be done with it. But there's Kyrie Jackson.
There's Renardo Green. So, yeah, we're going to have some conversations here. And to be honest...
Cooper Beebe's good as well, to be fair.
Where's Mason Smith here?
Do we think we can come back and get him with the 98th, probably?
We can get him with 120.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, then. In that case, I think we should take a corner here.
But, here's the conundrum, then. Is it going to be Jackson, or is it going to be Green?
This is a sleeper off, right? Because I'll talk about Kyrie Jackson. So Kyrie Jackson is like a big kind of maybe he hasn't got the most amazing change of direction, but the big kind of like long but very fast for his size kind of corner, shut down kind of press man dude that can really get his limbs up in the way of everyone. So I think he's almost like a sort of another Joey Porter on the other side. Not as good, but surprisingly good. You watch the tape, he doesn't move like a 6'4" guy, does he? So that's the pitch for Kyrie Jackson. You're getting some really like decent speed and excessive length here in a frame that moves well. So then you're going to sell us on Renardo Green, Mark.
I am going to sell you on Renardo Green. I was going to get my notes up for it, but I seem to have lost my notes spreadsheet, which is a bit of a concern.
Mine was off the top of the dome. No notes here.
Ah, man. I just remember really liking Renardo. I mean, there was a whole bunch of guys down this bottom end that I really liked, including Kyrie Jackson. Although I will say, just on the negative side of Kyrie Jackson, he is going to be 25 when the NFL draft starts. So,
yeah, he's a man. He's doing his man body already. It's fine. The fourth pick, third round pick, pick 20. That's fine. I don't mind.
Just before we pick one of these two, is there anybody else that's on the board that we think is worth a look in?
Jeremiah Trotter's there.
Yeah, I like Cooper Beebe.
Braden Trice. If only we hadn't taken Nealon, we could have taken Trice.
Well, we could have taken Javon Solomon as well. But yeah, obviously we've got our centre. We don't need to worry about that. Dominic Puny's down here, but I think that's a bit early even for my taste. Yeah, I don't think there's anybody Cam Kinchins maybe, but I don't think there's anyone.
His value. Jamari Thrash.
Yeah,
I think the corners are the best value. I mean, obviously, I'm pushing for Jackson, but I'd be happy with either one, really.
Again, I wouldn't hate taking Jackson. I just really love Renardo Green's upside. And just, worried a little bit about Jackson's age.
Is he a bit smaller? Is he a faster, smaller dude? I can't remember Renardo Green. I didn't watch him. You did.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, I'm going to bring it up there, actually. Yeah, so, well, no, 6 foot, 186. So, yeah, well, there's not even anything about him on there. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Ketz, I don't know. Did you watch
Kyrie Jackson? It feels like Ronaldo Green's had a bit of a rise here. He seems like a bit... I don't remember those two being next to each other on the big board. Kyrie Jackson was ahead of Green on the big board, wasn't he?
Just on the beast. Just got the beast pulled up here on the side. Mm. Ronaldo Green ranks 17th, Kyrie Jackson 21st. So there's at least like some...
Oh, okay.
The consensus isn't there, at least, is what I'm saying.
Right.
But I do like the idea of the dual, you know, big rangy corners on the outside. That is nice. Talk of him being a bit flat-footed here. What do you make of that, Gav?
Yeah, well, I did say that. He's maybe hasn't got the sort of total movement skills. But he does move well. But, yeah, he's a little bit, you know, someone you get a shifty receiver or cross in front of his face and get open. That's fair.
Ronaldo Green, patient and controlled in press man coverage. Average size, speed, athlete by NFL standards, quicker than fast. Not going to close the gap on vertical routes.
Yeah, it sounds a bit
smooth, but not twitchy and athletic. Grabby, yeah. I do like the idea of the big, you know, the big outside guys. We got any other arguments?
No, I'm just concerned that I've completely lost all my draft notes.
Oh no!
Oh man, that is horrible. If that's the case,
what? How could that have happened?
I don't know.
It's just there'll be somewhere
to disappear. Oh, is that it? Yeah, I got him. Whew, okay.
Get that on the website, quick.
Yeah. Oh, I know. It's because I renamed something. Okay. No, that was me being stupid and renaming.
Have we got any trade offers just to throw some chaos into the mix?
We've got some. Not till 93 next. I don't want the Ravens. Seahawks 102. I'm not really fussed on any of those.
Let's get a corner here, I think.
I would definitely go corner. I wouldn't be adverse to taking either. Again, it's annoying that, you know, two players that I really like are there. It's just, yeah, I would be more comfortable, I think, with Green than I would with Jackson personally.
I mean, he's 6'4", but he gets really low in his pedal. And you look at the sort of 89% of arm, 84% of wing, 82 percentile 10-yard split, 95 percentile broad. I mean, you're getting... I thought he was sticky in coverage, tracks the ball well. Just a little bit of burst and acceleration, I thought, and his change of direction, which is what Si mentions.
Well, I'm happy to go Jackson here. I don't know if Ketz has got any strong feelings one way or the other on.
I can't particularly remember either of them, to be honest.
a nice double Oregon. You know, a double Oregon day.
Yeah.
JPJ down and Kyrie Jackson.
Feels like something we would never do.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, we did have, I can't remember if we had either of these guys in the building.
Charlotte, is there a list? I'll try to find a list.
Really, I don't think we have.
Don't think we had Green in the end because we had Andrew Phillips in. But yeah, I'm pretty sure we didn't have Green in or Jackson. So. I would be more than happy to go Kyrie Jackson here for you, Gav, to be honest.
Let's go Jackson.
Yeah. Everyone happy with Jackson? Think so. Cool. We will get a Ketz pick in at some point.
So the corners, do we have any of these in? Max Melton, we had him in.
Jermaine Burton, he's getting a lot of buzz, isn't he?
Oh, he's a diddler, though.
Yeah.
He's
Marshall
diddler.
And Lloyd.
Marshall and Lloyd, there we go.
Yeah, that's good on the Cowboys. Jalen McMillan. Oh, there goes Bucky Irving to the Buccaneers. Oh, my boy Javon's gone. Ugh. Hate that. Is that another
pick?
Buccaneers. Of course, they'd pick McCormick, who I quite like as well. And there goes Ronaldo Green.
The comp for Trey Benson is Doug Martin, who did play for the Buccaneers.
But they've just drafted two running backs. There goes Jeremiah Trotter. Sorry, Ketz. I was kind of hoping he'd fall. Right, 98.
Braylon Trice is here. We can't draft him, obviously, because we took Neelan, but...
Yeah, we could have had Oro.
Again, size boy is here. Cade Stover.
We got tight end. Yeah. Would you consider Michael Pratt, even?
No.
There you go. No. Well, that's that.
Probably not. Nope. No. Like... If we were slightly more desperate, maybe, but no.
Cam Kitchens is still there.
Cam Kitchens is a shout.
End of the third round, though, he's still there. I mean, guy that was going to be like, he was going to be Steelers pick at 20, according to Trevor Sikkema a few months ago.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I know we don't need guard, but my God, I'd be pounding the table for Mahogany if we did. Strangely enough, not pounding it that much for Pooney, but I know. This is the problem, though. We haven't got the tackle yet. And
Murray Thrush is good.
The tackle options are like, I mean, I can get the actual tackle options up here. This is what we're looking at.
Mm.
It's Dominic not looking
Pooney,
great.
Conclaves.
Now, I've heard Buzz, I was talking to Ketz earlier about this, about Caden Wallace out of Penn State. The right tackle obviously playing opposite Fashanu. And I looked at some bits earlier. He looks pretty half decent, actually. I would not be adverse to picking him up quite late.
Get him a bit later, yeah.
Yeah.
So look at D9. I just want to make sure that my boy is still there and where he's ranked on this.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. Here we go. So
he's still got some big guys to go, yeah.
You see, I don't think this is realistic. I think this.
I think he'll go higher than that, and I don't even like him that much. He'll go definitely higher than Wingo.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Right, I tell you what, Gav, we can take Mason Smith with 119 if you wish.
Okay.
If he's there.
Okay, let's do that.
But
let's
having him at 98.
All right, fine. So, I'll step back here and let you guys decide then, because I think I've been pushing my way around a bit.
Okay.
Although, has Cedric Gray gone? That would be an awesome pick.
Ooh, that's a good. I think he did. I'm pretty sure he went quite early.
I'm not seeing his name.
Yeah, I thought he went quite early. Let's check. Oh no, he's still there, but he's like 150. Yeah.
I'd be reaching for him at this point.
I did like Cedric Gray. Did I like him for 98? Maybe, actually.
Yeah, I do.
I mean, as much as I love JD Bertrand as a late thing.
I think the only reason not to take Cedric Gray here is if you want to take a tackle.
Or Cam Kitchens, who was a first-round prospect.
Cam Kitchens. All right, yeah. So I think my vote is Cedric Gray, but I'm open to discussing other things.
Talk to me about Cam Kitchens. Why is he fallen to the third round here if he was a first-round prospect?
Speed. Speed on the combine. He was 4.65, which has killed his draft stock.
Yeah, but I don't think he had the most amazing 2023, did he, either?
First team all ACC. Tied for sixth.
Look at that PFF grade drop down.
Five interceptions.
Look at that. He was a 90 grade in 2022 in PFF. Dropped all the way down to a 67.8 in 2023.
Yeah, but he's got that production. Yeah, 23 weren't as strong as 22. Fair enough.
22 is great. No, I mean, I'm a big Kitchens fan. It's just,
if he'd have had that, he would nowhere be near the bottom of the third round.
Hmm.
He's a bit over-aggressive at times. He makes mistakes in run support sometimes. But the production that you're getting, it's like I said on the secondary pod, a potential round one player at 83 that just had a bad year.
I would definitely be happy to take Kitchens here myself.
He's a bit of a mixed bag. I get that. And that's why he's available.
Where are you thinking about playing him? Strong safety?
Yeah. Let him learn off Minka. Let him learn off JPJ.
Do you think he's naturally more of a strong safety than free safety?
I don't know. He tends to kind of float around the defense quite a lot. I think he could play it. He needs to work on that that run game. But then, as long as he plays with the kind of game in front of him, can blitz decently enough.
Yeah, I think I'd be on board with you, Ketz, to be honest, in taking Kitchens. I think you might have to give up one of Gray or Smith, Gav. It could be your Sophie's choice at 119.
No, no.
But
small. I'm just looking at Cam Kitchens here. 5'11".
What trade options have we got? See if we can pick up some more capital. I'm always open to looking at that as an option. 101?
101.
Yeah, he looks built like a free safety to me. Do we need a free safety? We've got Minka and KZ.
101, 106, 107.
PFF is positing him as a free safety, potential starter of free safety.
Yeah, he looks like a free safety. I'm not sure we need a free safety. We need a strong safety.
There's just nobody else. Unless we double up a wide receiver and take a Thrash, there's nobody else really.
Was there nobody at tackle that was a value here? No interest?
Of here, not. I mean, I just. You need the same. I'm going to go to the inside, and he's going to cut inside in the
He's going to be a guy. What about Gonclaves, or is that a bit early for him?
Oh, I
don't talk of him being inside as well.
Yeah, he's that's actually Gonsalves.
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 The way that board's looking, I'd gamble on Caden Wallace based on Mark's hyping him up.
I would, but like, again, you know, when we get to 119, I think we're going to have, yeah, some discussion.
I mean, either way, you've probably missed the opportunity here to have Dan Moore replaced, right?
Yeah, so, I think so.
Yeah.
Unless you take Gav's boy, Anim Dankwa, down there at 279.
At least immediately, you can't be betting on it.
No.
That's why I said have a look at trade, because if you want a couple of picks within this 100 to 120
range. That's a good idea.
Range,
let's look at trade.
All right. So the Panthers at 101, they don't really have anything. I mean, they got 140, which could help. I don't think they're...
Yeah, let's do that. Let's take 141 and 142.
Well, let's just see what's the next one.
Or do we not want to take 101? Are we happy to go 119 and then take...
Oh, no.
Yeah, do that, because then we can get Gray and...
Wait, so what do you want?
And Mason Smith.
No, don't give the 98 for 141 and 142.
No, I don't think that. I don't like that.
That's not on the trade chart.
That's like 101 and 142 then.
Titans 106. They've got a few picks around here.
Maybe that's your better bet. You drop back a little bit further, you grab, and then you can maybe get two picks.
Yeah.
You can get 146 with a 71% chance.
Who else is there? You got the Titans.
Then you're going down to 170. I don't think I'd want to go that far.
Too far. Okay.
Yeah. 106 and 146. See if they take that. I quite like that.
Tell them to give us 242 and it's a deal.
Yeah. There you go. 55%. That's good.
5%. Plus, we can look at these seven round. Oh, they don't like it.
Oh, bloody Titans.
252.
I think they are. Yeah,
go try on. That.
There you go. I'll take that.
Thank you. It was nice doing business with you.
All right, let's see who goes here then. Let's see what the Titans really wanted at this point. Braylon Trice.
Smart move.
Gets his boy off the bat. Then Michael Pratt to the Rams. Quite like that, actually. Malik Washington to the Commanders. Kalen Carson to the Panthers. Still looking good here. There goes my boy Mahogany to the Seahawks. That's a really good fit. Cade Stover to the Patriots. Side doesn't like him anymore. Dominic Puny to the Cardinals. And Jared Wiley. All right, so Kitchens is still on the board here at 106. Would you be more happy with this, Gav? Kitchens at 106?
It's only that if we're going to take a safety, I'd rather... What about Tyke Smith?
I don't think I ended up watching Tyke in the end. I can't remember what he would project as.
So you got him on the piece there? Is he more of a strong safety?
1 second, bear with.
Yeah, I don't know why I didn't get around to watching Tyke Smith in the end. Yeah, Georgia.
How am I spelling Tyke? Oh,
T-Y-K-E-E. It's probably actually Tyke.
No, I would say Tyke. It's double E, isn't it?
A fourth or fifth round guy. Let's see. 13th.
Oh, hello. Tanner Bortolini down there. Oh, he's gone way up in PFF. Oh, hang on. You want to talk way down there? Where's Bo Limmer? Oh, he's not on this page. He must be on... page couple down. If he's already been taken, I'll be really annoyed.
He projects as a rookie special teamer who can grow into a number three or safety or nickel. Sorry, it's grow into a number three safety or nickel role. Apparently, he played the nickel position in a 4-2-5 base scheme in college. Played middle safety at West Virginia after he transferred for 2 seasons. So, a bit of a quicker guy, I would say, probably, rather than, I don't know.
Yeah, he's pretty small. Yeah, he's got no height. Okay, so he's probably a free safety as well, really. Okay, that doesn't help us. I'm easy. If you really want to take Kitchens, take Kitchens.
Considering we might get Gray and Smith next, I think let us have Kitchens. And then
okay, take Kitchens.
Okay, we'll take Cam Kitchens. I think that's a nice pickup.
Oof, right. There we go.
Okay, so Jacob Cowing to the Giants.
Draft room's calm again. We can order the pizzas.
Van Fran. There he goes.
Settling for day three.
Anaya Smith. Seen a lot of pop for Anaya Smith recently. There he goes, Gonsalves to the Jets.
He's the one that I watched and wrote down today, Anaya Smith, actually, as I was like, oh, maybe sleeper wide receiver.
Ooh. Oh, no.
God, no. Why, again, the Raven, even in this, the Ravens pick up everyone I want. Jamari Thrash going to them. Ridiculous. There goes Tyke Smith to the Bengals. Hunter Norzard, that's a potential stealer.
Oh, Michael Hall.
Look out.
To the Colts.
And there goes Tommy Eichel.
Ooh.
Okay, let's take Cedric Gray here.
You want to take Cedric Gray here? You don't want to take Mason Smith here?
No, I think take Cedric Gray here and Mason Smith are the next one.
Okay, I will say Mason Smith's 140 and we've got 146 next.
Okay, let's take Mason Smith here and take Cedric Gray with the next one.
You want to go that? Yeah, I think that would be your safer route. Okay. If it backfires, I do apologise.
Well, let's look at the two groups. Can you change it to just the groups or no?
Yeah. So both the linebacker and the D-line
group. Because what's above these guys in the respective groups is important.
Well, Tavondre Sweat's still there, but he's a diddly, so definitely not going to take it.
He's a large man.
He's a large man who got a DWI 3 weeks before the draft. What an idiot.
Wingo, a DWI? Is that difference to a DUI? Or is
So DWI is driving while intoxicated.
Oh,
DUI
what's the
is driving under influence. I think driving under influence... I don't know, actually. I'm not entirely
sure. There's one booze and one weed?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but I don't know.
Do you think this is what happens in real draft rooms, like in the Cowboys draft room? Are they sat around talking to?
Oh, Jerry Jones is definitely asking that sort of question.
Yeah. And meanwhile, the Cowboys pick has passed, and someone else has taken who they wanted.
I mean, I don't really like many of the options here. Like Dwayne Carter's okay, but.
But what, I suppose what I'm asking is there a lot of linebackers before Cedric Gray? Because he was quite high on. I noticed even on the linebacker group.
Yeah.
In the beast.
I haven't watched Jordan McGee enough to kind of have an opinion. I didn't like Marist Liafau. I did like Cedric Gray, but my concern would be that if you took Gray here, you wouldn't get Mason Smith for Gav at 146. Which
can we
again,
trade up?
I wouldn't hate. If you get a bit antsy about it, we can always trade up.
We have collected some late picks we might want to get rid of. To be fair,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, although yeah. Although, all right, let's.
The idea of trading up for Mason Smith sickens me, but still.
let's take Gray go? And then let's you take right? Gray and then yeah.
Yeah. Okay. You happy with that, Ketz?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Okay.
Happier with the Gray pick than the trading back up for Mason Smith. But
okay.
I know Gavi's like, he's a scheme fit, we should draft him.
How far do you want to go here, Gav, before you want me
well,
to
let's see if you wait until there's a
there
D
line.
Okay, let's there goes Wingo. Let's
He's already panicking.
Wow, the concern.
Sense the perspiration from here, Gav.
What's the desperation here, Gav? Why Mason Smith so specifically?
Because he's such a perfect Steeler, and he's literally the only one. He's such a perfect D lineman for the Steelers.
He's having the prototype build of being a Steeler, and then there's the actual play.
No, but he's good. His play, I like his plays. He's like an absolute. Who's that guy that stands above the harbour in Greece, like?
The Colossus
of Rhodes. Yeah, he looks like that.
Wow. All right. If we're going to get the Colossus of Rhodes, we should probably train up.
Well, he moves about as well as the Colossus of Rhodes.
you don't need him to. You do not need him to.
Are you really wanting to trade up to 1-2-3 to get Mason Smith?
I think maybe you could. I don't know. Can you not let it go a little bit? We only want to give up one of the seventh rounders for a pick swap here. We don't want
to
go crazy.
Let it go mainly just to enjoy Gav sweating.
All right, let's trade ahead of the
yeah.
Let's trade up ahead of Green Bay 1-2-5 there.
Yeah, they have got a D line need. Yeah,
all right.
And they took TJ Slayton.
Yeah, but why would they not take
Sweat?
I was going to say why would they not take Sweat? Pause. But there you go.
So you want to trade here at 1-2-5?
Yeah, let's trade here. Yeah, let's trade in.
They could do with the picks. So, 1-4-6, and then what? Let's see what.
Well, that's not going to. Let's give them 1-9-5. Let's be sweet about it.
That'll likely be.
Let's take back 2-4-6.
We can do that. Fine. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. That seems reasonable.
Okay, that works.
So we traded there. We've traded this pick.
Yeah.
We're on the clock. Awesome, Mason Smith. Picking, welcome to the ball club.
So just clarify what that trade was, Matt. We traded.
Oh God, I can't even remember now. It wasn't one of our original picks, so it's just it's a little bit all over.
We got a seventh round pick swap, I think, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. So, all right. I hate doing it, but yeah, here we go. Mason Smith. Are you happy with this, Ketz? I mean, I'm not particularly.
You were going to let me do this.
Hang
on a minute. When I backed away from Ricky Bearsall.
Okay,
Ricky Bearsall when Tony Ariel was on the board.
Yes, I'm liking it like this.
Oh, we can kick back now. We've got 50 odd spots to go. Our next pick is until 178.
I'm hoping I can. Can I speed things up? I don't want to.
Laura's going to have her work cut out on the graphics. There's so many picks.
I'm really scared of messing anything up if I turn the speed up.
I think it's fine. I think you just maneuver it.
The strain's gone.
Okay, here we go. A bit faster now. Cole Bishop's gone. Damn.
There goes Esther. Braylon Allen. Wow. I see. I'm recognising the running back names, and that's about it.
Oh, there goes Bortolini. Right, there you go. Off the board before Limmer. Well off the board before Limmer. I really hope
we're getting into
sleeper
territory here, aren't we?
I think we are, yeah.
Yeah.
There goes Malik Mustafa. There goes Caden Wallace.
Wallace, that would have been a nice pick.
No.
Will Shipley.
Cam Hart
would have been a good one.
Wow, I'm surprised Will Shipley doing that.
Oh, there's my sleeper, Tyler Davis, gone.
Oh, Dallin Hooker, loved him.
Kamal Hooker.
Tight end.
Brain McGregor, there's your sleeper that Gav gone.
Yeah, gone quite high.
Yeah. There goes Bo Limmer, way below. Oh, Mo, Kitna Ladapo's gone. Damn. My sleeper safety. Right, okay, what does that leave us with? Why did we take Cedric
Gray? I'm waiting for you to see that.
Why did we take Cedric Gray, JD Bertrand's right?
We need loads of linebackers. Keep taking them.
Right, let's have a look. What else is here? Oh, Steel Chambers.
Steel Chambers as well.
His name is Steel. His name is Steel.
Don't get into that.
He's basically...
Now, Javon Foster.
I can give you that one. That's a good pick.
That would be
Cavani Vidal, my running back sleeper. Ooh, now we're talking.
I would be very high on taking Javon Foster here. I don't know if there's anybody
I feel like I've got to appeal to Kets on this one, maybe, but I feel like, are we cutting off our own nose to spite our face by not drafting the guy called Steel, you know?
A little bit.
I just thought he was undersized and not very impressive.
Are you overthinking? It's a nice story, but you've got to look at the tape.
Well,
Dylan Lauby there, or we can come back with him for 186. We've got two picks here.
Curtis Jacobs, amazing.
Is that the Hunter Loop key of this year?
Yeah, I think we're going a bit too
far. Right, I'm making a strong case. I'm sure you're going to make a case for Bertrand. I'm going to make a case for Chambers. Now, Chambers is Mark Robinson Mark II. I think you can make a case for Javon Foster.
I'm going to make the case for Javon Foster because we need a tackle.
And I'm going to make the case for Kamani Vidal, who might be the best late rounds running back in this whole draft that could actually replace Najee.
I like Vidal. I just don't know.
He was the leading rusher in college last year, I think.
I really like Garendo. I can't believe he's that far down here, but I would at this point really be going in on Javon Foster here. I just think as late round tackles go, this could be your guy. This could be a very, very nice person to slot in the sixth round here to...
I think it makes sense to take a tackle. I do think they need a bit of tackle depth, so I could get on board with that.
Yeah, just trying to remember. I think so. He is a left tackle, which isn't ideal, but at the same time, look at those grades for a guy in the sixth round. I know he's facing not the great. He's not facing terrible. He did face Georgia, but
I think it's a decent pick. I think taking a tackle here is just why not.
I like the idea of it. And Ketz, are you averse to Foster at all? Or
no, I prefer tackle over. Running back, positional value,
or another linebacker. As much as I love JD Bertrand, and we got, as you say, we've got another pick in eight picks. So
I think we take a tackle here, and then one of the two running backs I like has got to be on the in the discussion for 186.
Okay, so Javon Foster getting taken at 178, one of our original picks. There goes Bertrand. There goes Chambers.
I knew we should have taken Steel Chambers.
Right. Okay.
Okay, we got to take Vidal here. Come on, this would be a value pick.
I do like Garendo.
The top guy on the board is a punter, Gav.
Logan Lee is here. Like, if we wanted to...
No, it's not an upside.
We took Mason Smith.
Vidal's got all the upside in the world here.
Rasheen Ali, Ketz, Marshall. Can't remember what your thoughts on him were. Can't believe AJ Barn has dropped all the way down here as well. Like, he was someone who's quite high up when we were talking tight ends. Christian Boyd is in there. Elijah Jones would be nice. But do I have a strong argument?
Najee Harris, Jaylen Warren, what a pairing. But then behind them, it's Cordarrelle Patterson. He's going to be retired soon enough. And then behind him, it's Aaron Shamklin. So I'm not really feeling like they have an actual third. Kamani Vidal has got a potential to come in and actually tote the rock and be a very good running back. I think that's a good value pick here.
Well, if we took Vidal, I can at least say we've got a Troy guy. If we haven't got Javon Solomon, there is that.
Can I just make the Joe Milton case at this point?
No, no, we, absolutely not.
We don't. No, we'll put it this way. Okay, well, Sam Hartman, then I want one of the two because we haven't got a quarterback on the roster next year.
Oh, Sam Hartman will probably fall to 246, 252.
Right, I'm having him then because I've not really made a pick in this draft.
You can have, you can true, have some of the QB, I reckon.
I do feel for Ketz that he's kind of, sort of been pushed back.
I think the Kamani Vidal will please the weed smokers on Twitter because he is a late round darling.
Is there nobody here, Ketz, that you want to make any strong argument for?
There genuinely wasn't until I got to Joe Milton and went, well, at least I can make an argument for that.
No, I cannot make a Joe Milton argument.
You might as well draft a running back, not a running back pretending to be a quarterback.
He's awful. I don't understand the hype at all.
No, neither do I, which is why he's in the sixth round. But I'm just thinking at least he has played in college quite a bit at quarterback, so he's got that experience and he'd be on a rookie deal, so he wouldn't cost anything, particularly in the sixth round.
You're not selling it to me, Kez.
No.
I didn't think I would.
When we could potentially get Austin Reed, Sam Hartman in the...
I like Sam Hartman better.
Let's take Vidal.
Take Vidal then. We'll do that. We'll take Vidal. There you go. I nearly went for Torrey Taylor there. We don't want to trade up here. We just want to wait till 2-4-6, right?
Yeah. Now, the only player that I think has some massive upside is Dinan Laube.
I think
he'll probably beat out Cordarrelle Patterson for return duties.
Oh, I don't like Jacobs to the Bills. That's going to be a good one if that happens. Yeah, there goes Elijah Jones. There goes Rasheen Ali. Jordan Jefferson's got some nice upside to him. James Williams, the safety/linebacker.
Gabe Hall, he was...
Yeah, Gabe Hall's dropped a little bit, I think, as well. There goes Torrey Taylor.
Dinan Laube goes to the Chiefs. Oh, my God, that's...
Oh, no, there goes Crimity. I like Jaden
and Christian Boyd.
We had Crimity in as well for a visit. So, Tanner McLaughlin's gone.
A guy called Carson Steele just went. That's two steals we've let passers by here. What's going on?
Yeah, the problem is signed. None of them are any good.
Well,
no steals in the first round, are there? There goes Joe Milton.
Joe Milton's gone. That's good. That saves that.
Yeah.
Frank Gore.
Damn it. Austin Reed goes pick before. One pick.
Sniped.
Right. We're taking Carter Bradley.
Is there anyone?
Yeah, there's one man here I think Ketz is going to be pounding the table
Sam Hartman.
I mean, ultimately...
He has got wonderful hair.
He has got wonderful hair.
Good hair, good tape.
The tape's...
Damar Glaze. Damar Glaze there, another tackle.
Oh, I do like Damar Glaze, yeah. And he's Maryland.
That would make a hell of a lot of sense.
We've got a pick in six picks time as well, don't forget.
We have got that, yeah. Edifu and Ola Fashiu.
Sorry, who?
What about my boy, Anim Dankwa? Is he gone?
No, he's right down here. I think there he is, 279.
Let's take him. Upside tackle. He's going to take time to develop. We could take him with 252, but I think that's
Let's give Ketz his flowers here.
Ketz can make your
Sam
pick.
Sam Hartman. Do you want Sam Hartman here, Ketz?
Yes, please.
Sam Hartman it is.
Makes sense. We need another QB there.
Okay.
We just need someone on a rookie deal, really, don't we?
Yeah.
Let's take Dankwa. Come on, you know it makes sense. Upside tackle. He's got the movement. He's got amazing movement skills. But
I like Glaze. I actually prefer Maryland.
I think Dankwa is the upside guy.
How many tackles are you planning on keeping on this roster? We got Spencer Anderson knocking around.
No, you put Dankwa on the practice squad for a couple of years. He needs time. He's like a convert from, I think he's from Nigeria. He's only been playing for a couple of years, but you can just see the potential.
Could we take the English lad that visited the Steelers,
Travis Clayton?
Travis Clayton, is he knocking around? This could be a 2-5-2 pick.
Is he? He is trade eligible, isn't he? Yeah, forgot about
Let's
that.
Take Dankwa.
I will say, Gav, you could take Dankwa, or what about Zion Logue?
Ooh, yeah, that is interesting. I do like Zion as well, but I think the upside, the tackle upside of Dankwa, is the pick here.
Just checking if Travis Clayton is even on here.
Might not be.
Hayden Hatton.
I like the idea of another Jordan Mailata. This is where we need... Because it's that easy, right?
John Rhys Plumley. Oh, wow. This guy doesn't... Damani Richardson doesn't even have the team logo. He's an independent.
the College of Hard Knocks.
Amazing.
What has he done to get his face shot on there?
Ketz, amazing. Are you pounding the table for anybody here in particular late on?
No. I think... you know, the guys that we like, get them on the phone for UDFA status.
I feel like I should be drafting my cousin, really, but CJ Hansen out of Holy Cross.
We should say we are 3 picks away from Mr. Irrelevant, aren't we? So.
Yeah. All right.
Can we trade down and take him at 255?
We cannot trade. I'm not forcing it either.
Yeah, no fun, PFF.
All right, Gav, let's take Anime Anqua then. I don't hate Anqua, to be honest.
Gav's fingerprints all over the back end of this draft.
I
feel Matt got his way with the first 2 picks and Gav was rubbing his back.
And Ketz has managed to come away with Sam Hartman and I feel really bad for him. All right, let's take Anime Anqua.
Is Brandon Coleman gone? Hang on.
Yeah, he went ages ago.
Okay, fine.
Really high. Anim Danqua then. There we go.
Yes.
Let's see who else goes. Does Zion Logue even get drafted? Well, we'll never know.
Okay, Ketz, pick up the phone to Zion Logue. We want to get him in as a UDFA, please.
You've earned 2 awards, Mac. What are they for?
There you go. I don't know. All right, let's see how PFF rated our thing. So Jackson Powers-Johnson was a B rating. Ricky Pearsall was an A. Thank you very much. Marshawn Nealand a B-. Kyrie Jackson a B+, Cam Kinchin's a C+. All right, not great. Cedric Gray a D, Mason Smith a C-. Great picks there, Gav.
Thanks.
In the middle there. Javon Foster A-, Kamani Vidal a B, Sam Hartman a C+, and Anim Danqua a B+. We're apparently in the top 57% of Steelers drafts.
I love these stats because, like, what does any of it mean?
It doesn't mean anything.
Just based on what? Based on just what BFF thinks. I like that. It's fun. Go up to the top of that page for a second, Matt. I just like that it said here, this is how you should improve your draft. Don't draft Jackson Bowen-Johnson, draft Nate Wiggins instead.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I hate this mock draft assistant. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, no thanks. Yeah,
Captain Hindsight, mock draft assistant.
Yeah.
Right, could you download that image for me?
I have downloaded it. Yeah, I'll ping that over. How are we feeling then overall? I'll start with Ketz because he seemed to be slightly overlooked in this. He did manage to get Cam Kinchins in there and obviously Sam Hartman later on. But Ketz overall, what are you thinking about this draft?
It's a good... We've kind of hit all of the needs quite well. Center, receiver, corner. There's a couple of extra sort of... superfluous picks in there with maybe Kinchins, but I think we've given depth and given some good quality to the roster overall, which is useful.
Yeah, and I think you kind of did lead us on to the trade down parts, so you were helpful in that respect, I think, as well. So we've managed to pick up some extra picks because of you.
That's the thing. I think we're at a stage where we're kind of retooling, rebuilding. I know the Steelers don't officially ever rebuild, but we're not exactly in what did Tomlin call it, in the confetti game regularly. So,
how many additional picks did we pick up? Because it does feel like we've ended up with a Philip Rivers level rookie class.
Let's see. So we initially started with 7, and we ended up drafting 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 people in the end. So we were a bit excessive.
We need to let Laura know to include drafts were made in this draft, otherwise,
we can see the trade.
Oh, not the Steelers picks. No, but with
the
graphic.
The trades are in there, yeah. Oh, the graphic, yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I'd obviously be over the moon if this was part of the draft, mainly for those 2 up here at the top. I mean, Nealand would be great as well, but that would be a very satisfying draft for me, I think, overall. I think I'd even be able to stomach Mason Smith in the middle here. Yeah, Gav, are you happy with all that?
I'm very pleased, yeah. We've got some of my key sleepers in there. Overall, yeah, I think I would be very happy with that draft.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot of upside there in the later rounds that you could look back in a few years and go, that was a good draft.
Fabulous. Right, well, Ketz, you get that sent over to Omar Khan.
It's interesting. You know, that first pick, what you do with that has so much impact on how the rest of the draft unfolds.
Oh, it's
like
mad,
if you go
isn't it?
Tackle
yeah.
early, then obviously you come back for center in the sort of second or third. But if you go center first, the board kind of falls very similarly to how it has done now, actually. So
yeah,
it's an interesting And the thing that 20th pick, or whether we trade down like we have in this example and showing that you can get some value there, it really does impact kind of days two and three, which I think really is what does. Kind of the Omar and Mike were talking about earlier in the press conference. Quite interesting how it can flex so rapidly based on one pick.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be fascinating. We haven't traded down in quite a while, so it'd be really interesting to see if that's what we end up doing. But I think that kind of does it for this exercise. So thanks again, gentlemen. We will see you next time for the we're going to do the rookie game next. But obviously follow myself on Twitter. Oh, well, follow the pod, sorry, I should say, at UK Steelers Podcast. Oh, UK Steelers Pod. Ooh, get that right. At Mesh NFL for myself. At GM Boomop for Gav. At Kets UK for Kets. At Cy Wrote This for Simon. It was difficult to try and remember that one. obviously lovely to have you back as well on the pod, Cy.
Well, thank you very much. Been fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll see you for the rookie game. Cheers, guys.
See you later.
Thanks, guys. See you next time. Go Steelers!